Thank you, Madam Chair. Shoraje, Ichik Dalom B. Balaje, Heather White Manran Sim Hook B. Absolagate. My name is Heather White Manran Sim, and I'm the North American member, one of the North American members, along with Mr. Deer, on the Indigenous Coordinating Body. Thank you and good afternoon, and I want to commend first the MRIP for its interest in the work towards realizing an appropriate and dignified status for enhanced participation of Indigenous peoples in relevant United Nations meetings. Enhancing Indigenous peoples' participation will benefit and enrich the work of this institution, as well as the work and capacity of member states. The United Nations, through the General Assembly and the Human Rights Council, have repeatedly recognized the need to establish ways and means to enable the meaningful participation of Indigenous peoples in the United Nations system. Meaningful participation must be full and substantive, led by the needs for presence in various UN venues as determined by Indigenous peoples themselves. The United Nations has also repeatedly recognized that self-determination of Indigenous peoples is consistent with the self-determination of all peoples, and enhanced participation is a natural and logical progression from previous pronouncements on the rights of Indigenous peoples, such as the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples Outcome Document, among others. The meaningful participation of Indigenous peoples in decision-making that concerns or impacts them is intertwined with our right to self-determination, which is the foundation of the United Nations Charter, the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, and of course, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The Declaration recognizes this and reflects the general understanding of the role of Indigenous peoples and what that role can and should play in addressing issues globally, nationally, and locally. Full and meaningful participation of Indigenous peoples in the United Nations systems will foster stronger partnerships between Indigenous peoples and the United Nations agencies and member states through capacity building and informed decision making. This dialogue, the understanding and respect and tolerance that we seek will never be possible if our critical voices and perspectives are absent from many forums. The process must be guided by the UN Declaration, the ALTA Outcome Document, and the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples Outcome Document, and must be consistent with our rights as peoples to self-determination. Thank you, Madam Chair.